This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because if we got an exciting show for you, we've got an exciting show for you. Listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren. Alive and Well's there for you on Hana Highway, 340. You got it.
340 Hana Highway,
you
right.
You bet. We're there with all the magnificent combinations, the wonderful protein powders, and healthy, organic vegetables, etc., combinations of nutrition, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well, and we are hand in hand with our best buddy, our fabulous best buddy, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Now, I have to again say, it's really important to understand that broth is broad spectrum. Broth covers a whole lot of wonderful organic choices. And, you know, in their, whatever the particular area, if you're vegan or you're vegetarian or you love wild fish that are not raised, farm-raised with hormones or that type of thing, or you like organic chickens or meats and all the magnificent vegetables that you can get that from the local organic farmers, all of that is available in whatever your particular area is at Alive and Well. Magnificently done. And we are endlessly grateful to every single day at the Broth Cafe for the local organic farmers and the magnificent produce organically raised brought in to us. And we all those vegetables are used, all those wonderful proteins are used, and an additional fresh squeezed organic juices, etc. All the vegetables and all
we're
the
juiced.
Goodies.
All, we're always all, juiced.
And always in glass, not in plastic. It's all there
right.
At the fabulous Broth Cafe. You sit in comfortable air conditioning at a marble bar, and you know, and it's all there for you, hand in hand with Alive and Well in every conceivable aspect.
Do you know? Do you ever drink water? We talk about juice all the time.
Yes.
Juices, which
yes.
are very, very healthy. Okay,
yes,
they're all
of course.
Organic.
Yes.
But the water served at Alive and Well is the Vortex water. The Vortex water is rejuvenated water, rejuvenated molecules of hydrogen and oxygen, which is the composition of water. But when water sits for a length of time in water tanks or in water pipes, it just becomes lazy water. Well, the Vortex machine we use at Alive and Well reinvigorates, agitates, it conjugates all those components again to recreate the vitality that the fresh mountain stream water gives you. At Alive and Well.
That's
if you
right.
want to bring your own bottles in and fill them up, we have the service available for you. If you don't have a bottle, come in and buy a bottle, and you get a free fill of the Vortex water along with the bottle.
And all the specialists have known for years, and this was as they come out officially and say that our physical well-being depends on these factors, hydrogenation, the water saturation of the body, and the oxygen saturation in our blood. In 1938, this doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise, and these parameters are powerfully supported in Vortex water, high oxygen content maximized. Beautiful.
And so slurp up. Kids, slurp it up.
You know, and when we're talking about, we have to talk about this too.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. Because
we really have
you know, in addition to all the wonderful vegetables and the broths and the salads and the whatever your particular choice, you got to really realize too that there are wonderful smoothies and combos that are made. People love those organic smoothies. They're really amazing. And we want to say, always the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well says aloha, because they always have new organic specials, nourishing, delicious, and crafted with aloha. And they love to call one of their favorites, and so many people have expressed this, the Calm Current Smoothie, a soothing blend of organic coconut milk, local mangoes, kava, ashwagandha, spirulina, and all their herbalicious smoothie. And in their herbalicious smoothie, along with many of the others, they have a refreshing mix of organic strawberries, cucumber, mint, moringa, chia seeds, seed and plant and packed with plant-powered goodness. But last, we can't say that we can't leave the topic without our talking about the Maui bagel. And I grew up as Jewish and on bagels. The Jewish people, bagel was a big part of everything they did. But you know, the thing, there's one thing about a bagel and something else about an organic, certified organic. And the certified organic at the Broth Cafe is 100% organic, locally made in upcountry Maui, and it's only available anywhere else on Saturday at the farmer's market, but every day it's available in the wonderful combos that it's served with at Live and Well, and it's also in the freezer if you wanted to take it home, 100% organic. The bagel specials, and this is again back to my childhood, all right? I mean, we grew up, Jewish people grew up with lox and bagels, and it was one of the expressions, you know, that was wild salmon, that's the word for lox, wild salmon, no chemicals, or it's organically raised. It's a classic, as they say, with a local twist. The smoked organic wild salmon, cucumbers, a chemical-free organic cream cheese, sprouts, and all the savory goodness you love, but you can also have your strawberry fruit bagel, okay, on a warm plain bagel with a drizzle, a nut butter drizzle, beautiful. So it's always new, and remember too, try to check out the details because we have a rewards program to earn points for every purchase, okay? Isn't that lovely? That's really
lovely. Bagelicious, baby.
Bagelicious. You know, let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area, but we love to share important information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. You know, some of them may be strictly organically minded doctors, others still found out about what the nutrients can do, and we're going to be sharing that with you as we do with every show.
Well, what I admire, have admired for the past 60 years so much, is that holistic physicians are regularly trained physicians. They go to medical school, they go through all the formal education, but along the line, they realize that in their practice, things aren't going the way that they were intended to go. And they do a moment of reflection saying, but what does food have to do with this? What does the dietary have to do with this condition? In medical school, I was never trained in nutrition, say the doctors who go holistically, okay? Not 1 minute of nutritional instruction or information was given during medical training, they say. And I've had a half a dozen or more doctors tell me that over the years. So here's what the doctors we follow and the doctor and the health information that we profess is that from holistic physicians who've turned their back on such heavy drug therapies and the toxic effects therein, and using nutrients to rebuild the very creation of life in every cell in your body. Because drugs don't create new cell life. They reduce symptoms. That's all they're designed to do, is reduce a symptom. But they don't create new life. For instance, everybody with a heart condition is put on statin drugs. But did you know, and the statin drugs have so many undesirable side effects with dementia and muscle wasting and so on and so on and so on. But do you know the benefits of statin drugs? They extend your life by 3 days. 3 days.
But they
extension.
Take your life away in a whole lot of other areas.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
That's
all
what
the side effects
about.
Destroy the health. They weaken the heart, they give you dementia, they give you all the side effects of drug therapy, but they extend your benefits 3 days.
And here,
over a period
Blaylock.
Of years of using the drug.
Dr. Russell Blaylock just came out with this, and he is an incredible doctor. He has an unbelievable background of all the things that in his specialties, okay? Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, and he every single thing that he says here, he has all the medical clinical trials backing up everything that he says. Okay? And here he comes. He has just come out with this. And I'm quote, we're quoting. The medical industrial complex, says the doctor, has conducted a disgraceful campaign to convince the public that drugs are the only hope for reducing atherosclerosis, that's hardening and scarring of the arteries, and the vascular vein disorders associated with it. Of course, says the doctor, this includes mainly statin drugs. The whole effort is based on the idea that vascular diseases are caused by cholesterol. I have written, says Dr. Blaylock, about the history of how this idea was propagated and demonstrated why this idea is erroneous. Now there is even erroneous, all errors.
Erroneous, all irrelevant. Okay.
Now there is even more evidence and fortunately far less risky solutions to the problem of vascular diseases such as atherosclerosis. And just as you were saying, Dennis, Dr. Blaylock reports and again backs it all up with clinical trials. Cells need cholesterol for proper function.
Brain cells, heart cells.
And he goes right into that.
Right.
Write this down. Make notes of this. Cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, says Dr. Blaylock, are associated with crippling side effects and contribute to deadly conditions. This is not Mona saying it. In previous writing, I have shown that the brain, says the doctor, like most cells in the body, requires cholesterol to function. In fact, older people require more cholesterol for normal brain function.
And here's one of the reasons why. When you're young, your body makes copious amounts of cholesterol for every function in your body. Cholesterol is a vital component. That's why the liver creates cholesterol. When you take cholesterol drugs, anti-cholesterol drugs, says Dr. Blaylock,
yes,
and a host of other holistic physicians, it screws up the liver as well as your brains,
that's
as
exactly
well as your
right.
heart. It weakens the heart muscle, the fibers, and your arms and your legs.
Okay? That's right. And he says here, these drugs.
It's called sarcopenia.
Yeah, he says that these drugs, statin drugs, impair not only cholesterol production, but also they impair the production of an essential compound called cardiocoenzyme Q10 that utilizes the same metabolic pathway blocked by the statins. Cardio-Q10 is essential for normal cell function, especially in the heart and other muscles. Even low doses of statins have been shown to cause permanent muscle damage.
Low doses
they have
of
also
statin
been
drugs.
Shown to result in heart failure. This is the statin drugs.
They weaken.
And to increase the risk of cancer and ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
And that's just what I was mentioning earlier. The statin drugs weaken the heart muscle.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You don't want a weak blood pump in the middle of your chest.
No.
You want a strong muscle in the middle of your chest pumping the blood to your brains and your little toe to get all the nutrients and all the oxygen, all the natural metabolic improvement that your body is capable of creating. The statin drugs weaken the pump.
That's
they
right.
They weaken the muscle of the heart. So they give you more drugs to try to compensate for a weak heart.
And they have a black box warning. That's a medical warning on those statin drugs that they cause dementia and diabetes. And in diabetics, they're shooting the sugar up. And yet diabetics are prescribed this all the time.
And then you take diabetes drugs.
Worse still, says the doctor, is the fact that these statin drugs impair your immune function, which increases the risk of infections and cancer. Even more convincing are the studies that showed lowering cholesterol by other means, not using statins, had no effect to improve heart attack incidence or mortality.
Repeat that.
He says, even more convincing are the medical studies that showed that, this is the doctor saying this, lowering cholesterol by other means, not even using statins, had no effect on heart attack incidence or mortality.
Did you hear
so
that?
So there's no advantage
Did
to
you
lowering
hear that?
It.
Did you let that sink in between your ears? Cholesterol drugs have no effect, beneficial effect. They do have many side effects, of which dementia is one, a weak heart is another.
Dementia as you say, the dementia and shooting the sugar up through the roof.
Creating of diabetes
and
muscle
diabetes.
Wasting. Muscle wasting. You become, as you age, your muscles don't behave like you're 16 years old anymore. But as you're taking the drugs, they become even more degenerated and incapable of carrying you from one spot to another, of raising your arm, of turning your neck without twisting something.
And here he makes a point that you've said so many times, Dennis, just as you have said it forever. This is what, and Dr. Blaylock is pointing this out and giving all clinical trials to back up everything he says. Modern medical research has concluded that atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, scarring of the arteries, is caused not by elevated cholesterol, but by inflammation.
Boy, oh, baby.
On the inner lining of blood vessels. Inflammation. And I want you to talk about that. But first, he says the only connection to cholesterol is elevation of small, dense LDLs becoming oxidized and inducing inflammation. So the important question is this: what causes oxidation of small, dense LDL cholesterol? It has been shown that many toxic foods, particularly omega-6 oils, oxidize this form of LDL.
Where are we going to find omega-6 oils?
And I want you, could you read that and then also talk about
that? Where are we going to find omega-6 oils? Where are we going to find omega-6 oils?
In the restaurants, in all of, in the corn, the soy, the safflower, he lists
every
all of
safflower,
that, and the deep
soy,
fat fried, and all of that crap.
That's it, honey. Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils all contain omega-6. Omega-6 is inflammatory. Omega-6 creates inflammation. Inflammation is fire, microscopic fire, which burns up your brains and your eyes and your heart and every and your little toe.
Yes, and right over here he's talking about that.
And when these inflammatory agents become oxidized, they also oxidize small, dense LDL cholesterol. These omega-6 oils include the ones I just mentioned: corn, peanuts, soybeans, safflower, sunflower, canola. Most salad dressings contain seed oils and oxidize as soon as they leave the bottle. In addition, cooking oxidizes these oils very quickly. You go to a restaurant, found that these oils are used to fry food over and over for weeks or months at a time. In a deep fat fryer, French fried anything is deep fat fried, and they're using what oils? The safflower, the soy, the corn, the peanuts, all those oils are omega-6. Omega-6 creates the inflammation. The inflammation destroys whatever they come in contact with. A study, says the doctor, of restaurants found that many use these types of oils to fry food over and over for weeks or months at a time.
Repetition, and that makes it even worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
As a result, these oils, says the doctor, become extensively oxidized. Mm. And oxidized is inflammation. Consuming foods cooked in these oxidized oils inflames not only arteries, but also many tissues in the body, like your brains and your heart. Glutamate also causes prolonged inflammation in arteries, even from a single exposure. Many processed foods contain various levels of glutamate.
That's right.
Particularly as mono...
Yes, MSG.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Monosodium glutamate.
Otherwise known as MSG.
MSG is highly inflammatory.
That's
but it
right.
makes the foods taste so much better. We sell so many more foods if we put MSG in the food production. Yeah, you do. And that's the name of your game. The food game is to make it taste good with MSG and other chemicals, and make it look good with phony synthetic coloring and agents, and texturizers so it feels right in your mouth. But they don't create life. That's what food is really all about.
That's right, and you know, it's really something, because he goes on to say, Dr. Blaylock, in doing this report, he goes on to say these fats are inflammatory and they highly damage the liver. Steatohepatitis then occurs, eventually resulting in cirrhosis of the liver. Yep. He's talking about the other thing that these things do.
Uh-huh.
Atherosclerosis, says the doctor, starts with inflammation in the blood vessels.
Inflammation.
That's right. When the interior lining of the vessel, called the endothelium, becomes inflamed, these cells release a substance called monocyte chemoattractant. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
That's a mouthful.
That is, and he goes on and on. But he says these enzymes destroy the artery's smooth muscle layer and form plaque that bulges out into the internal channel of the artery, called the lumen, obstructing blood flow, and a series of events called peripheral vascular disease, all by the same cause. The same process of inflammation causes aneurysms to form, and he cites medical trials proving it. An aneurysm is bulging of an artery that eventually bursts. In the head, they are known as intracranial aneurysm. Oh, God. In any artery or anything else like that.
So you're bursting your blood vessel,
which causes
what? A flood of blood going where it shouldn't go.
And he says that all the studies have shown that if you prevent inflammation, neither atherosclerosis nor aneurysms can be induced. Furthermore, researchers found that preventing these monocytes causing inflammation, then you can prevent the formation of atherosclerosis. And the ones that he recommends here, research has demonstrated that naturally occurring compounds prevent the formation of atherosclerosis by a number of mechanisms. And he has a whole list of 14 clinical trials.
Well,
now, the ones that he included, I want you to talk about that, are high absorption curcumin. I want you to talk about that in a second. Quercetin, resveratrol, and other nutrients, okay? Okay, and then they talks about how they inhibit cytokines, and curcumin prevents inflammation within the artery.
Okay, so the big question then is, where do we get curcumin? Where do we get a good supply of active bioidentical curcumin, not a chemical make-believe? Well, turmeric contains curcumin, but it's a very small amount of curcumin.
Right, tiny.
It's a very small amount of curcumin in every serving of turmeric. Very small. How do you get more curcumin? You take a product like Pain Power. Pain Power is large, heavy, not negative heavy, but impressive, potent forms of curcumin. Two different forms of curcumin, which makes for optimal utilization. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on with natokinase, which is what? A natokinase? I just don't want curcumin. I don't want natokinase absorbs the curcumin.
Natural enzyme from plants.
Yeah.
Eating up inflammation. They've known that for centuries.
And one more to make sure is serratiopeptidase.
That's right.
Serratiopeptidase is another anti-inflammatory and digestive aid absorptive agent. And all that double guarantees the absorption of high levels of curcumin found in Pain Power.
That's right.
And Pain Power is the knockout punch for pain.
And also,
why?
Remember, it also has that mother, the old Mother Mary thing, the Boswellia, the ancient herb Boswellia for
right.
pain. Go right ahead. You were saying.
And why is it so effective? Because it's built to be effective. It's not just another vitamin to take for your health. You better take this vitamin or you're not going to be healthy. No, it's an incredible formulation, a unique formulation. There's nothing like it in the world. It was formulated for Alive and Well by a holistic physician who created this thing because of all of his knowledge of years and years of being a holistic physician. He knew exactly what to put into a formula to make it effective,
right.
Not just a saleable agent, but effective in reducing what? Inflammation.
And universally absorbed it so well because it's also free of any animal and free of any allergens, no toxin whatsoever on the planet. So all people are able to take that, not limited in any way.
And it puts out the cellular fire. Pain Power puts out the fire.
Right, and this doctor says, he lists, showing just on this particular situation that he's been talking about, 14 medical clinical trials reported in all the medical, right there. He always does that. It's also saying that a lot of people don't understand that it's known that people with high levels of vitamin D3, that's the natural and the pure and the good, rarely have aneurysms, And if they did, the aneurysms rarely rupture. That's protection. Is caused mainly by the anti-inflammatory properties of vitamin D3, as well as it's also a powerful antioxidant. And he also was a great believer, just as we are, in vitamin C, in strengthening the blood vessels, and also the quercetin going along with that, which is that natural bioflavonoid, goes a long way to preventing atherosclerosis and aneurysms, as well as cancer and neurodegenerative diseases. He goes and he says,
and
these
any virus.
That's right. And he says that. He says here, these, now his last statement that he makes, these natural compounds are 100% safer and far less expensive than the toxic statin drugs, and the natural compounds are infinitely more effective with no side effects.
And there's a new, just to change the subject very briefly, there's a new COVID virus going to kill everybody that's been released in the world. And everybody has to run now and quick and quick and quick, quicker yet, and get the new antiviral, the drug.
Yeah, he's saying that's, you know,
let me finish.
You're not meaning that. You're saying it sarcastically.
Of course I'm.
That's right. Well, it's understandable.
The tone of voice, I think, implies that it's a ridiculous situation, because it's one more pharmaceutical manipulation of your emotions and your brain to depend upon drugs to reduce a symptom. A symptom is a reduction of the disease, say the drug cartel. But no, they're not. The symptoms reduce your pain and your discomfort, yes. Do they cure the situation? Uh-uh. More people, more information is coming out almost daily about the COVID the previous COVID vaccine killing more people than COVID itself. What? The government didn't tell me that. That's right. The government is bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. And they don't tell you that. They don't want you to know that. But every congressman, every senator, every government official in the world has been, what's the name? When industry promotes a product, they talk to their senator and they promote, they tell the senator what the heck to do. It's lobbying.
Oh, I see. That's what you're talking about. Yes.
The lobby industry and the drug cartel is as big as the drug cartel itself, in which they literally buy senators and congressmen and bureaucrats and everybody who would be in any way responsible for being an official government official who can determine the safety and health of your product. Well, they're bought and paid for.
That's right. Okay? And you know, here's another big-time doctor, a very big-time doctor, Al Sears, MD, doing so much about saying so much about what you've just been saying and more of what you said. He says, this is a quote from this top doctor. Here's something you'll never hear from your cardiologist. Heart failure starts in your cells. Instead, if a doctor diagnoses you with heart failure, you're more likely to be told that a cardiac arrest has damaged your heart muscle and that it no longer has the strength to pump the blood you need. This is just part of the story. It comes with a barrage of prescriptions for big pharma drugs. This is what the doctor is saying, not Mona, including diuretics, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and cholesterol-busting statins. Sadly, says the doctor, these drugs are the only options cardiologists offer for heart failure, but they don't do anything to alleviate the classic symptoms like extreme fatigue, low stamina, low energy, shortness of breath. They don't get to the root of the cause of the condition, and they do not reverse it. And he says, chances are you'll be led to believe that your condition is hopeless and irreversible. At the same time, taking big pharma's heart failure drugs will add to a long list of awful aches and pains to your list of troubles. After more than 30 years, says Al Sears, of helping patients reverse heart failure, I know that all prescription heart drugs are bad. Did we hear that? After more than 30 years of helping patients reverse heart failure, I know that all prescription heart drugs are bad. Their lists of their side effects, he said, are so long, your eyes would glaze over to read it.
Consider this, folks. The rate of heart disease deaths is climbing every year. They now admit to over 800,000 people a year die of heart disease. Heart disease, my God, oh my God, oh my God. Heart disease, oh, it's a killer, it's a killer. It certainly is, the way it's being treated presently. But do you consider this? All the drugs that Dr. Sears was just talking
about
are administered to every heart patient.
That's exactly what he said.
All the drugs that the Dr. Sears talk about, all cardiologists give to their patients. And guess what? 800,000 of those people die every year.
Right.
Is that the real number?
No.
I'll bet it's not, because the industry always fudges numbers. More than 800,000 is what holistic physicians suggest. So if those drugs are being used every year and 800,000 people or more die every year of heart disease, why are they using the drugs? Why don't they find some other way of helping with heart disease, with blood circulation, with heart health?
Right. Now, he goes on to say that your heart is only as strong as your mitochondria, just like you've said, the little power plants in each of your cells. Unless you do something to boost their energy production, you will never recover from heart failure. And you're putting yourself at a risk of a heart attack and taking big pharma drugs that kill people. Your heart is only as strong as your mitochondria. And then he goes on to say many of the things that you've said, okay? And how your energy the energy hunger of your heart and your brain, heart cells and brain cells. He talks about the use of cells. Your heart is especially vulnerable to dysfunctional mitochondria, fatigue, poor circulation, dangerous domino effect. But he goes on to make a point that's very, very critical. He goes on to say that, okay, the cardio Q10 is critical for all of the things, the 100% ultra-ubiquinol, and many times more powerful than the ubiquinone. But he goes right on to say, yes, the cardio Q10 does an amazing job of squeezing more power out of your mitochondria, but it's enhanced dramatically with the little-known nutrient pyroloquinolone quinone. Can you say that?
Pyroloquinoline quinone.
Pyroloquinoline quinone, or PQQ. PQQ triggers your cells to build healthy new mitochondria, producing more fuel so your cell systems work more energetically and more efficiently. At the same time, I want you to talk about this in a second, PQQ protects your mitochondria by neutralizing, getting rid of the terrorists, the free radicals that damage and kill your mitochondria. And he goes on, and its best buddy that he recommends to all of his patients is acetyl-L-carnitine.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
Go back. PQQ does what?
Protects your mitochondria, produces more fuel so your cell systems work more energetically, more efficiently, neutralizing free radicals that damage and kill your mitochondria.
And those are inflammatory oils.
That's exactly.
Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils create omega-6.
And he has
omega
a list of 14 clinical
omega-6
trials.
Omega-6 oils are inflammatory. And inflammatory means flame. Inflame means fire. And fire burns up microscopic little pieces of poof called cells, or mitochondria. Little things that create energy for the cell are burned up.
Right.
Okay,
they're turned to ash. Right.
And the cell then needs nutrients. Where does the cell get it? It doesn't. It dies. It gets burned out. And that's where the cardio CoQ10 and the pyridoquinoline quinone.
And he goes on even to show pictures here. He says, I always recommend going straight to a high potency supplement of PQQ, which you're going to talk about. And he shows this pictures of the cells of mitochondria. He says before PQQ and after, they're loaded with living cells where before they were all died off. Okay, that's why we made sure that the PQQ in brain power, but it also is great for your heart, but it's also a major thing for your brain, builds those new mitochondria, are much higher potency than anyone else ever puts in there.
And if you just stop and if you can just savor what Mona read, the information she just read to you from holistic physicians who do all the research, okay? And that is as close as we're going to come as a godsend for creating life.
Life.
Life within a cell. A cell is microscopic. You cannot see a human cell without a microscope. But under a microscope, a whole new world opens up before your eyes. And what is in that world? What's making that world pump? What's making that world live? Are mitochondria. And mitochondria are created by your own body and rejuvenating itself, but it has to have the nutrients to create that mitochondria.
That's right.
And those nutrients are pyridoquinoline quinone, cardio, CoQ10.
And one more he puts up there, and he doesn't eat them without leaving the topic. He says, and what he always recommends is acetyl L-carnitine. This amino acid plays, says the doctor, a crucial role in making energy in your cells. And he's talking about the brain, the heart, and all of that.
Absolutely.
It transports fatty acids into the mitochondria, where they are burned for fuel. It carries toxic waste out before it can do any damage. But as you age, your carnitine levels in your tissues drop. That's why you need the acetyl, ALC form, because this is the active form. Studies show when your mitochondria slow down, ALC, acetyl L-carnitine, fires them up again. It reverses age-related malfunction in mitochondria. And for the
Does he mention anywhere that the statin drugs do that? Does he mention anywhere that blood pressure drugs do that?
He's talking about how toxic these drugs are.
Does he mention any drug at all?
Never. He tells you.
Let me finish the question. Does he mention any drug at all which creates life? Which creates mitochondria, which creates energy production. Nowhere does a drug do that. Only nutrients do that. Drugs reduce a pain, a neck, whatever. But they don't create new life.
No.
What does create new life are nutrients. Nutrients which feed the mitochondria. There's also other nutrients. Acetyl L-carnitine, and the major one for the brain.
The super pure omega-3 fatty acids.
And the
acetyl L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid. That's right.
Acid.
It also has a blood sugar balancing effect too, and a nerve regeneration. And it's a leader in Europe, along with the acetyl L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid.
And alpha-lipoic acid is found where?
It's also used to help prevent and reverse diabetic retinopathy, as does is acetyl L-carnitine.
Did you hear all that, folks?
And reverse diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy.
And how does it do that? By helping to increase, giving extra impetus to creating new mitochondria. Mighty mitochondria. Alpha-lipoic acid, acetyl L-carnitine, a product called Brain Power, which contains the pyridoquinoline quinone and the alpha-lipoic acid. The brain, let me just give a little punch here for the Brain Power product. Pyridoquinoline quinone is available, other people make it. It's 4 milligrams per capsule or 10 milligrams per capsule. Do they contain alpha-lipoic acid? No. An Alive and Well Brain Power product gives you 40 milligrams. Pyridoquinoline quinone, 40 milligrams with alpha-lipoic acid. So you're getting two major mitochondrial creators in one capsule. 40 milligrams of pyridoquinoline quinone and the alpha-lipoic acid, which is a major, major antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, cell rejuvenator.
A nerve regenerator, absolutely.
It's phenomenal what it does. So if you're interested in these products, come to Alive and Well. We have the best quality products anywhere in the world. I see so many television ads for vitamins and so on, and they're minimum daily requirements, they're minimum potencies, and people give great testimonials what it's done for them. They're all paid to say that, they're all paid to do that, but the actual quality, quantity of nutritional value is minuscule. It's called minimum daily requirement, or now it's more official, it's called the recommended daily allowance.
That's right. And you know, we've talked so often about it, and here's Dr. Mercola, MD, doing big-time medical reports and his assessment of all the things that have been medically reported, and he's speaking right now, promote your body's production of the master antioxidant, glutathione, naturally with N-acetylcysteine to protect your cells and tissues.
I love NAC.
I do, and he says it's amazing. Essential for producing, he's the doctor and does the medical reports, for producing what may be your body's most important antioxidant, free radical scavenger, getting rid of the bad guys. N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, has been again rediscovered for its ability to help protect your liver and cells, as well as support healthy insulin secretion, blood sugar balance, respiratory and immune health, especially when challenged. N-acetylcysteine rediscovered. And remember, we've often quoted this because it's mind-blowing. It's a bit of the leading thing used in top hospitals for the leading cause of, used for the leading cause of liver failure on the patients, which is Tylenol and the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Leading cause of liver failure, that's number one. Number two is alcoholism. NAC is the main thing that's used, and also for kidney failure.
And also for lungs.
And for the lungs. Eliminates abnormal excessive mucus secretion and is one of the main producers of the cells that breathe in the lungs, called the alveoli.
Do you like to breathe? Do you like to take a deep breath? Do you feel congested? Do you feel, I can't get a breath? Do you feel any of those symptoms? Do you feel, well, you can take drugs for that, you know. They'll reduce all those symptoms, but do they create new life in the cells of your lungs? No. Does NAC create new life in the cells of your lungs? Yes. Yes.
And known to do that, and creates new cells in your lungs.
By using the NAC, any infection is helped, is getting rid of more effectively with using N-acetylcysteine. Because the same time it enhances lung function and getting rid of inflammation and congestion of the lungs, it also is rebuilding your natural killer cells.
That's right.
And natural killer cells do what? They kill all the bad guys, the viruses, the bacteria, the yeast, the fungus, the cancers. All the bad guys don't like NAC.
No, and even Dr. Siegel, over and over, was telling people, coming on TV in the big COVID scare at the time, that NAC is a critical nutrient, along with vitamin D3 and some of the other support.
That's right. Let me just develop that thought for a second, honey. Because, as you mentioned, Dr. Siegel was being interviewed on television. And I'd seen Dr. Siegel on television many times, and he's always the go-to authority for health problems. And Dr. Siegel is a drug head doctor. That is, he recommends drugs all the time.
But this time,
and every condition that's presented on discussion on the television, it's a drug, it's another drug, it's another drug, and another drug. This time, however, Dr. Siegel was asked what to do about the COVID vaccine, what to do about the COVID deaths, what to do about chronic infections. And he said, he interrupted the very anxiety-ridden interviewer by saying, listen, we are created with an innate immune function. A what? Says the announcer. An innate immune function. What's that? What? If you want to build your innate immune function, you take quercetin. Huh? Quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. Quercetin is a natural decongestant. Cancer, quercetin is a natural antiviral.
And he talked about NAC in the same capacity, restoring the cells of the lungs and preventing the abnormal mucus congestion.
Exactly, along with vitamin C and D3.
Yes.
And zinc. And he said when you take those nutrients, you don't need vaccines.
That's right.
You create your own natural killer cells.
Amazing.
And those killer cells kill all the negative killers that are trying to kill you. The viruses, the bacteria, the yeast, the fungus, the mold, everything is trying to do you in. Your immune system, your natural immune function is fortified to destroy those killers first.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting because, again, Mercola, and again, citing all the clinical trials, and he says, researchers have found that NAC does much more than just replenish glutathione, how your body fights free radicals. NAC is a powerful antioxidant on its own.
Glutathione is a major anti-inflammatory.
That's what they went on to say that NAC on its own provided potential benefits on all these additional areas. Stops inflammatory response, okay? Supports normal healthy insulin sensitivity and metabolic health. Brings up better respiratory health in your lungs and airways. Protects tissues and cells from the effects of oxidative stress. Supports normal healthy cellular growth and development. Healthy mitochondrial function. Provides valuable support and regeneration for your liver and kidneys.
That's amazing.
Just as we were going to say, a positive mood, cognition, through its impact on neurotransmitter levels in your brain.
Oh, baby, it's
amazing.
Boy,
that is something else.
Would you like some of those benefits in your life?
And could you hear what he says about the
If you like some of those benefits in your life, come to Alive and Well. Pick up the NAC, the quercetin vitamins. Fortify your innate immune function. That's what nutrition is all about. That's what good health is all about.
Could you read his summation here about when your liver, what it does for the liver?
Alrighty. When you got a what?
Go right ahead.
Okay. When you have a healthy liver, the liver produces bile, which carries away waste and breaks down the fats. And your liver helps, and a healthy liver regulates the level of blood sugar and protein and fat entering your bloodstream. And a healthy liver clears your blood of drugs and alcohol and other potentially harmful substances. And a healthy liver neutralizes highly reactive oxygen molecules or free radicals. A healthy liver processes nutrients absorbed by your intestines during digestion or maldigestion.
Right.
A healthy liver produces cholesterol, which protects your brain and your heart and your circulatory system.
Amazing, amazing.
And proteins and clotting factors to help your blood clot. And a healthy liver regulates many of your other hormones. That's okay. What a healthy liver does, and that's what
all these
NAC,
wonderful things.
NAC helps create a healthy liver.
And you learn all this at Alive and Well. We love to be able to share it with you all the time, and you can even get with that, not even having to pay any kind of charge whatsoever, but just sharing great information with you. Call the 877-4950. Set up a time, Dennis or Mona. We're thrilled to be able to do that, or any one of our services. Remember that the Alive and Well radio show has different times now, okay? So it's new each week, but it is repeated three times. 3 p.m. on Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 a.m. on Sundays. Repeat. New each week, but repeated. 3 p.m. on Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. We are there for you, and we have everything repeated. And remember, you can always call that wonderful number and have all of your food ready. You can your parties, your get-togethers, everything is there for you at Alive and Well. And Dennis and I are there for you. We love you. We care about you. Okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is
alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.